At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Take a guy in the window!
You're lying.
Damn it!
I'm like you. I'm a bashful pooper. I admit it. I am.
You're an adult who doesn't wash their freaking hands.
She doesn't even try.
She doesn't even put her hands into the
water.
She doesn't even attempt to try.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Did you hear?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to drop some truth. Welcome to Breeze Real Talk.
Cheers.
Oh, cheers, yeah.
We're going to cheer.
Cheers.
This is the first drinking on the podcast.
Anyways, our salespeople, I guess, had mimosas at 8:30 this morning in their sales meeting.
They were celebrating a wedding.
I don't care.
Somebody just got married in our department.
Fantastic. That does so we can just have mimosas at 8:30 at work?
Yeah, because now we're drinking them on the podcast.
I know, and I feel like
I'm all about it. I don't know why you're so angry about this.
I love it, but it's just funny to me that's a thing. Like, and I feel like we just failed a test, right? I feel like our bosses decided, they're like, listen, we are going to put some almost gone bottles of champagne and some orange juice in the kitchen, all right? And we're going to see which of these dumbasses will take it and drink it. And here come Bree and I walking up like, oh, champagne.
I feel like if people had to put bets on anybody in the office, a lot of the money would have been on myself and on you.
Probably.
In the men's room. That's what I'm going with.
1,000%.
Everybody else would have been like, nope, not touching it. But between us,
I don't care.
I feel like,
listen, if drinking mimosas on this podcast is what gets me fired, then so be it.
What? Relax there, buddy. No, don't say the F word on this podcast, please. That is not a nice word. You know what I'm talking about. And we are back. Welcome to Bree's Real Talk with It's Your Girl Bree and my boy Alec.
Hello, Alec on the radio here. Nice to make your acquaintance again.
You guys, thank you for listening. Once again, please subscribe, rate us, Bree's Real Talk. Oh, we have somebody peeping in.
I thought he was going to come in here.
I know. Too bad he didn't.
Ah, damn.
It was my boss. He just looked and walked away like a
weirdo. He's probably going to try to sell his Girl Scout cookies like he's been doing to the whole office all week.
Oh my God.
I haven't bought any yet.
I bought two boxes out of obligation.
I saw that.
Out of obligation.
Here's the thing, because if I go get money, it'll be a 20, which means I would have to buy four boxes, which I will eat.
I'm sure he has change. You just buy one box.
I know what I'm about.
Contribute. Okay?
I know what I'm about.
You damn you, Girl Scouts. You got me
for
this
real?
Year. Again. Again. It's for a good cause, though. Got to think about that. You guys, thank you for joining us.
What's the good cause?
It's for charity or something, right?
No, it's for the Girl Scouts to raise their money.
No, isn't it for There's wait a minute.
Hold on.
Eric, bring him in here.
He's coming.
It's definitely not for charity.
Eric.
What?
Can you jump on here real quick?
Live?
Yeah.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go.
Live, guys.
Eric Powers, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome. Hey.
What? What is the money raised for these Girl Scout cookies? Where does it go to?
Well, it goes to the National Girl Scouts. It goes to fund the clothing, the trips, the adventures, the experiences.
I am learning something
shaping
new.
Shaping these young women's minds for the future.
Bree thought it went to charity.
It could go to that, too. I don't know, actually. I'm making all this up. I'm not quite
what
sure.
What a salesman.
I mean, I try to come off confident. I have to look it up,
That
though.
Pitch was awesome, by the way. Yeah. You had no idea.
I love that you don't have any idea in your daughters and Girl Scouts.
There's no way. It doesn't make sense to go to charity. Why would it go to charity?
It wouldn't. It goes to the Girl Scouts. Like, they do the crafts, and then they do day camps, and it would go to them.
So it's like a huge GoFundMe for Girl Scouts.
Yeah, kind of an old school.
Wow,
GoFundMe.
My whole life I thought that it went to charity, that they're helping people.
Well, that is a charity, I guess. Right?
I mean, pretty sure.
Look how you turned out. You were a Girl Scout.
I was never a Girl Scout, or else I would probably know about this.
It all makes sense now, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Who wants Thin Mints? I got tons of them.
Exactly why it turned out the way I did.
I'm going to ruin this podcast,
all right? There we go.
Thank you for nothing, Eric. Thank you. Please leave.
Doesn't know anything.
Welcome to Bree's Real Talk.
I went to go use the restroom yesterday, which is a daily thing for me, you know?
Oh.
Well, I feel like...
Good to know.
I feel like this is super relatable. I feel like a lot of people...
I think something everyone does on the daily
is use
the bathroom.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Super, super relatable topic.
Bree, why do you consider yourself relatable to people?
My point
being... Because I use the bathroom every day.
...is... But not everybody washes their hands. And I have witnessed it from the same person on multiple occasions. Like, and she's been caught multiple times, not just by me, by several people.
What do you mean by
office.
Caught?
Caught, not washing her hands.
Has someone said something to her? Because
I don't know.
That's a serious health concern.
Yeah, with the coronavirus going around and everything too, like everybody should be double washing their hands.
If not triple.
And to add to this, she smells at the bathroom with no shame. They literally bought poopery for us in the female bathroom. I don't know. Do you guys have it in your bathroom?
No. Is it Febreze? Is that Febreze?
It's like a Febreze, but it's called poopery. It's literally like a product you
clever
spray.
Play on words,
That, I don't know,
masks
alienates
the sense of poop?
The smell. Yeah.
So after you're done taking a poop, you just spray the poopery?
Yeah, you spray it and poop smell be gone.
We don't have that.
So
in
you guys
the
don't have it.
Men's room.
So someone bought it for the women's bathroom. I'm assuming it's the same person who doesn't wash her hands, the same person who tends to go number two. And doesn't mask the smell at all with the product that she bought. The reason why I know she bought this is because this person, I think, is in charge of things like this for the office, like little office supplies that we re-up on.
Sure. Okay. So
this is my theory.
Okay.
And I'm offended by it.
Oh. So someone pooping has offended you.
No,
2020 of you. Everything offends everyone.
No, I'm offended that she has no shame and she just does it and she's the one who bought it. Like, use it. You bought it.
She is a stinky pooper, and then because of that, she bought this spray that's called poopery.
And doesn't use it.
Very clever, by the way. Like potpourri. I like that.
Yeah, poopery. I think that's what it is. It's like potpourri. It's like a smell of potpourri, actually, when you spray it.
Oh, that sounds pleasant.
And it's actually not a good smell. Like, I don't like it. It's not a good smell.
Here's the thing.
But it does mask the smell of the poop.
I've always thought this, because if you spray Febreze in a bathroom that you just destroyed, now all of it smells like Hawaiian Breeze with the scent of
Yeah, exactly. But this one doesn't smell like that, but it does have a different scent.
Sure. Okay. So it does a better job of masking the smell of poop.
Yeah.
Do we have any other offenders other than her in the building that have stinky poops?
From what I know of, no.
Got it.
Because I feel like every single time in there, it's her. It's just her all day.
She's just always in there.
Because she's just been caught. She's the only offender.
Okay.
But then on top of that, like, she doesn't wash her hands.
Yeah,
like,
that's, we're looking past that too much, I think, because that's,
I think that's number,
such a big deal.
Forget the smell, whatever, that'll dissipate.
And like, what
the
a quick
hand
thing,
washing
what
thing.
A quick thing to do. Just wash your hands really fast. What does it take, 30 seconds?
I mean, fake it, if you don't really want to wash your hands. Like, she doesn't even fake it. She doesn't even try. Like,
she doesn't even put her hands into the water?
She doesn't even attempt to try.
So, is she not afraid of getting judged? Because everyone knows. And I, if you're talking to me about it, I've assumed you've talked to other people about this.
Oh my God. Like me and a couple other females in the office already have like a whole group discussion on this.
Can we send like an anonymous letter? Brie. Let's put a letter.
Or we could hang up something in the women's restroom.
That's what I was just going to say. Okay. Let's put an anonymous letter on the door. It has been brought to our attention that there are multiple offenders. Don't say just pick out. Well, I mean, I would like to pick out this one person, but just say there are multiple offenders that are not washing their hands.
And due to the coronavirus.
And due to the current threat of the coronavirus, please make sure to thoroughly wash your hands after using the restroom. Signed, everyone. I think we should draft a letter right now.
Okay.
And then I think we're going to hang it up. You're going to go in the women's restroom on the back side of the door and hang that bitch up.
Ay, ay, ay.
Because I don't know if you know this about me, Brie. Huh. Actually, I know you do know this about me.
Okay.
I kind of have a germ thing.
I feel like everybody should have a germ thing.
Yeah, everyone should.
I don't understand when people say, oh, you're a germaphobe. Like, we should all be germaphobes.
Like, I wipe down our studio. I use like 4 to 5 Clorox wipes before to wipe everything down and then after for the next person because I don't want anybody getting sick and I don't want to get sick. So I like wiping things down with those Clorox wipes. And by the way, Clorox wipes kill the coronavirus. You're welcome.
Yeah, I read that.
Yep. So.
And another thing with me too is okay. I will never, ever touch a toilet seat at all. I don't care if I have a toilet seat cover.
Okay.
I always squat.
Really?
I am a squatter. I always squat. I put the toilet seat cover on and I still squat.
You must have thighs of steel.
Oh yeah. I got some thick thighs.
I can't believe you guys are having these problems in the women's restroom. We don't have, I mean, like, listen, I'm sure that I've gone into the men's restroom and stank it up a time or two, but like not to the point. And I've never experienced the point where I'm like, I walk in, I'm like, oh my God. Wow. But like,
I don't know what's. I think this woman just has like no shame whatsoever. Maybe and does not care.
When I here's the thing. When I go into the bathroom to drop the kids off at the lake, take the Browns to the Super Bowl.
However, we get it.
To take a poop. I have to be, unless I really, really, really have to go. I will not go poop in front of anybody else in there. I won't do it.
So if you have to go really bad, you walk in, you see somebody in there, you walk back out. You hold it?
No. I'll tell you what I've done a million times is I'll walk into the bathroom. I have to poop, right? And I'll walk up to the urinal and like take a pee or pretend to pee until they leave and then go to the stall to take a poop. Hand to God, by the way. Hand to God.
I actually have a pet peeve. I personally hate it when every stall is open. I go into one stall, then someone comes in and sits right next to me. There's 80 stalls in the bathroom. Like, 80 billion. And you come and sit next to me, right next to me. What is the deal with that?
They want a pooping partner.
What is the deal with that?
Nobody wants to poop alone unless for me.
No. I rather poop alone.
Listen, I'm a bashful pooper. Okay. Like.
Dude. So you're in. Okay. Here's a scenario for you. Okay. You're in the bathroom, right?
Okay.
Bashful you're going. Pooper. You're going.
Yeah.
Here at work.
Okay.
So you're in the middle, pushing it out.
Yep.
Someone walks in. What do you do?
Clenching it off.
You're lying.
Swear to God.
You got to let it out. That has to be bad for your,
probably,
your stomach.
But I won't do it because I don't know why. And I think here's part of the reason too is you can tell who's in a stall, right?
Yes.
You know when I'm in there pooping, right? Because I like am the only person in this building that has a collection of nice shoes.
No, that has a collection of Yeezys.
Yeezys, but I wear nice Chelsea boots.
Okay,
I have
okay.
a nice pair of
we get it.
Combat
okay, continue,
boots.
Continue.
I am the person here with the most recognizable shoes. Everyone knows that it's me, and I wear ripped up jeans every day. So if you look at like, oh, those jeans are ripped up. That's Alec. He's in there. Oh my God! What's happening to him? They're gonna know. I can't have that. I have to be a bashful pooper.
Yeah, I just won't go. I'll hold it till I get home.
You won't poop here?
Nope.
You've never once pooped here?
I have, but when no one's around. I'm like you. I'm a bashful pooper. I admit it. I am. You know what another thing
such a ridiculous term.
I am a bashful pooper. I am.
Yeah, okay.
I just think it's a private thing, and I like to be considerate of other people. And, does the light, don't you hate that the light in our bathroom goes off? Have you been through this?
Yes.
Okay. The light in our bathroom here at work is a censored light.
It's an automatic light, yeah.
Yeah, so as you walk in, it turns off. It turns on if no one's been in there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in there for a while and you're using the restroom, it turns off on you.
Bree.
And there's no natural light in there. It's just all walls, right? So Bree,
this has happened to me more times than I care to admit.
Has it? It's only happened to me once.
I have worked here for a little over a year now.
Uh-huh.
And I would say at least 5 times, if not more.
So what do you do in a situation when the light goes off?
So I'll be sitting there on the toilet, right? Minding my business. And I'm not a quick pooper, okay? This is a process for me because not only am I'm a bashful pooper, but like it takes me a while to get it all out.
Okay.
Right? So I'm sitting there on my phone, right? Which is probably part of the problem. I kind of know like, all right, the lights are going to turn off soon. And then I'm looking at my phone and then bam, there go the lights. It's pitch black.
Yeah, pitch black. No natural lights.
There's no like safety lights. There's no night lamps. It is dark. And you're sitting on the toilet, right? And you're like, okay, well, my pants are on my ankles. I have not wiped yet. I'm in trouble. I am in trouble here. So you've got two options. You continue to do your business in the dark and then run the risk of somebody walking in while you're pooping in the dark, which is even more embarrassing than pooping in front of someone. Or you get up and wave your arms around a little bit to get the light turned back on. Now, which one do I do? I get out there and wave my arms around. But you're like, okay, well, wait.
Doesn't that suck, though, that you can't just wave your arms in the stall for it to go on?
It's like, would think.
Yeah, you have to actually go almost to the door of the bathroom.
You have to go to the door.
Yeah.
And I've been caught doing that before.
By who?
Somebody coming in. Here's the thing.
Are you serious?
Swear to God. So, like, I'll get up to poop, right? And I'll have my phone. I have my flashlight on my phone on because it's dark as shit.
Yeah.
So I turn my flashlight on. And when I was doing that one time, somebody walked in. They're like, what are you doing? And I'm like, ugh.
Thank goodness you have your pants around your ankles.
And that's my next thing is like, you have to wipe or walk around with poop in your butt.
Ooh.
But yeah, I had to get up and I had to turn my flashlight on. And as I was doing that, somebody walked in and they're like, were you in here in the dark? Why is your flashlight on? And I'm like, God, it's a really long story.
Oh God. I won't name names, but one female here, one of our coworkers,
okay.
Lovely girl. But this happened to me on a weekend before too. I was in the restroom. I was in there a little too long when no one was here and the lights went off. So thank God I had my phone, turned the flashlight on, finished what I was doing, got out the stall, lights went back on, whatever. Washed my hands, left. This female, during the day one time, she texts me and she's like, hey, are you still here? I said, yeah, why, what's up? Can you come and wave your hands in the girl's bathroom real quick? Because the light just turned off on me and my stomach is hurting really bad. I started laughing.
Did you do it?
So hard. Of course I did it. I'm not going to leave a friend hanging. So I walked in real quick. I didn't say nothing. No words were said. I just walked in, waved my hand, and all you hear is, thanks. And I just was like, no problem. And I walked back out. I mean, I get it. It happens. That sucks, dude. That sucks. But you know what? I feel good because I feel like she trusted me. Like I said, pooping is very, very private. And she just really like
welcomed you into her poop world.
She did. She was just like, you know what? Bree's a good, loyal person. And I think she won't judge me off of this, which I didn't. But I think it's hilarious. And those damn lights, these censored lights suck. I hate them. Almost as much as I hate the woman that doesn't have bathroom poop wash your hand etiquette.
I'm telling you, we need to write this out.
I have a Word doc up. I pulled it up.
All right, great. Fantastic. Let's write it out.
Dear pooper.
No. To whom it may concern.
Mm-hmm.
It has come to our attention. We have a bathroom violator amongst us.
We have a bathroom. Uh-huh.
If you could hear that, that was just my stomach. Apparently, I'm starving. Anyways, bathroom violator amongst us. Said offender is guilty of...
Damn, this is like a court doc.
Yep. Said offender is guilty of...
Let's do like a colon and then list everything. There
we go. Yeah. Smart.
Yeah.
Excessive smell.
Uh-huh.
Lack of flushing.
Uh-huh. Sitting next to
occupied stall
when there's 50 other.
I like that.
Sitting next to.
Okay. And then I want you to raise the font on this last one.
Okay.
All caps.
Okay.
And not washing your hands.
And not
hands.
Washing your hands. 1, 2, 3, exclamation point.
Caps that, bold, underline that.
Sure,
that's
sure.
Got to be, and make it more in higher font than everything else, because that's the point we got to drive home. Because not only are you smelling up the bathroom, which, listen, this is the women's bathroom, I don't really care, to be honest with you. Whatever you guys do in there is your business, because ladies are... Honestly, Bree,
I think ladies are worse than men.
That's what I'm about to say.
Yeah, you can
ladies
say it.
might be worse than men.
It's true. It's so true.
Y'all are gross.
It is disgusting. It is disgusting what happens in a woman's restroom.
I think we need to cap up our letter with an importance and say, how about? Because of
the recent outbreak,
the recent pandemic.
Oh, pandemic.
Yeah, we scary words.
Yeah.
Pandemic involving coronavirus.
They're calling it the...
I don't care what they're calling it. It's like when they changed swine flu to H1N1. No one called it H1N1.
the coronavirus.
It is very capitalized. Important to wash your hands after using the bathroom. Naked guy in the window!
You're lying.
Damn where? It! You missed it! He just shut the blinds. No!
Did you really just see one?
I swear in my life, it's been a minute since I've seen it, but I like looked over there at the perfect time and he was shutting his blinds and he's head to toe naked. Head to toe. Dang it, I can't believe you missed it. Why'd you take so long to turn around?
I don't know. You were just yelling. I didn't really realize what you were saying. God, can you relax? Why are you so excited about a naked man in a window, Alec? Can we ask about that? Can we? Are we a little concerned about that? I'm going to tell your wife.
She knows.
God. She knows. Okay, we are learning a lot about you.
That's not what I meant, Bree.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to the letter.
Well, now I'm mad.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Disappointed.
You've seen them. We've seen naked people all the time.
I've seen one time, and I was like, whoa, what's going on over
naked
there?
Naked guy in the window.
Yeah, we have a hotel across the street from us. And
for some reason, people like to just be completely naked in front of the window. Yeah. It happens at least once a week.
And the shade's all open. Like, there's no windows across the
window. What is it about hotels that make people weird? I don't get it. Anyways, what do you have because of the recent pandemic involving coronavirus?
It's very important to wash your hands when using the restroom. God, you scared me. I got, like, chills. Thought, like, somebody was falling off a building,
naked
damn it.
The window.
Woo.
Okay.
Okay.
In the restroom.
I really got the chills.
Return. Just a new line.
Return. Enter. Okay.
To ensure office health and safety.
To ensure office health.
Please. Practice correct bathroom hygiene. Okay. And then sign it at the bottom. Concerned
employees.
Yeah.
All right, and there.
Read me what you got.
All right. To whom it may concern, it has come to our attention and we have a bathroom violator amongst us.
Yep.
Said offender is guilty of excessive smell, lack of flushing, sitting next to occupied stall when there are multiple others open, and not washing your hands. Because of the recent pandemic involving coronavirus, it is very important to wash your hands when using the restroom. To ensure office health and safety, please practice correct bathroom hygiene, concerned employees.
I love it.
Let's print it, post it.
1,000%. Do you think when we post this in the bathroom, people are like going to say something to management? This letter, people are going to talk about this.
I know, and they're going to know we posted it because we're talking about it. So this is going
to
get...
How many of our coworkers do you think actually listen to this podcast?
I know a couple people that listen to it faithfully here at the station.
Who?
Give
us some love.
Okay, a couple street teamers.
Okay.
My boss, your boss.
Yeah.
A couple people from our rock station.
Okay. Sup, Rock Station?
Yeah. I know a couple people that do listen faithfully.
All right. Okay. Well, then they're going to know we did this. You're welcome. Why do you care? We're doing everyone a favor.
No, I'm not worried. I'm just saying it's like, we're going to write a letter and stick it up anonymously, but it's not anonymously because we're talking about it.
Well, listen, I will take credit then for doing what needed to be done. I will be the hero that this office...
Okay, we're going to post this up. I'm going to put it up there.
Okay, well... We need to print this letter off and we need to get it hung up ASAP because we can't have her in there not washing her hands anymore because it's a genuine concern for safety.
Poop etiquette, please.
Well, poop etiquette's one thing, but not washing your hands is disgusting. It's disgusting. You're an adult who doesn't wash their freaking hands. All right. We need to print this out and get it
up. Just because you're 45 doesn't mean you're an adult, but whatever. Some people need some reminders. Thank you for listening to Bree's Real Talk. Once again this week, it's your girl Bree on Instagram and Twitter. I got my boy Alec. Alec on the radio.
Yeah, that's A-L-E-K, not with a C, A-L-E-K, space O-N, apostrophe capital T-H-E, capital R-A-D-I-O, Alec on the radio. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on LinkedIn if you're a fellow business professional, or TikTok.
Yeah, and you guys can thank you for listening. Please subscribe.
I wasn't finished yet, but whatever.
And rate us. You took too long, so we gotta go. I got things to do. I got training in a little bit, and I gotta go enjoy this beautiful sun outside. Woo!
Is it training for hand washing in the bathroom? Hopefully.
Oh my God! I wish it's not for that though.
All right.
Thanks for joining us once again. We appreciate you guys. Talk to you later.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Every week on The Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.